I'm travelling south by train from Yorkshire. I'm going home to Kent. And I've been quiet on Audioboo for a while for a number of reasons, some personal, some professional. The personal ones some of you already know about, but it's the professional ones I want to talk about now. And it's a really exciting project. It's a new project, and it's called the Centre for Creative Collaboration. The University of London, who we're working with under the leadership of Graham Davies, have signed a lease on 4,000 square feet of studio space near King's Cross in Acton Street, and we're going to work collaboratively with other people, including people like Goldsmiths College, to build new forms of collaboration. And we're using the principles of action research to do something and learn from it and iterate and all those good things. We've been working on this project a long time now, and the we in this context is Complexity Partners. That's my colleagues T.S. Martin and Neil Gregory, working with Graham Davies and other colleagues to try and do something new. And there are two things I think worth thinking about. One is the concept of neutrality. It's important to us that the space is neutral, and by that we mean it doesn't become dominated by any one partner. And the second piece is this idea of tangibility, that things have to be done in the space. It has to be tangible. It has to be made real. As part of that, we announced the Centre for Creative Collaboration to the Tuttle meeting on Friday, and we also announced that Lloyd Davis, the founder of Tuttle, is going to be a social artist in residence, and it was really nice to sort of see the reaction to that on Twitter and in people writing blog posts as to everybody thinking that's a good idea, that Lloyd is able to create an environment where new types of collaboration can happen. And it's very important to us that it's not done by some top-down idea of gateway policies and what the project should be. We want to create an environment where collaborations and new things can grow. And I'm dodging announcements on the train so I can make this boo. We are planning to have a Tuttle meeting during Social Media Week in the space on the 5th of February. The website is www.creativecollaboration.org.uk. And there's a very nice photo of Lloyd and some writing based on Lloyd's ideas for how he wants to work in the space. There are going to be lots of other things happening, and we are going to be documenting these with the support of Hefke. We've also had support from the London Development Agency, just a bit, and it's quite a small project. But what we're trying to do is work out a way for a small project to have a big impact. And so, having pushed the boulder uphill for quite a long time, I'm now moving into the sort of anxious phase of, will the community we're designing this thing for like it? Will it be useful? Will it be exciting? And we're going to go from there, really. What kind of projects are we interested in? Well, we're interested in the kind of, at the moment, gaps between the creative industries, technology, some of the science things that are happening, having a big impact, creative practices being deeply impacted by technology. Think about the use of motion capture in video games and its impact on performing arts. We're not going to be prescriptive or dirigiste about the sort of projects, but they'll be interesting to the kinds of people who come to Tuttle. They'll be interesting to the people doing leading-edge media stuff at Goldsmiths, and they'll be interesting to SMEs and freelancers who are working in this space and who want to collaborate, who want to build new projects. And I'm going to be using Audioboo, we're going to be using social media, both to document and disseminate the results of the work that we do in the coming months. And so I hope that you'll follow what we're doing and be involved in what we're doing. Because that's how it can succeed. At the moment, it's a blank canvas, and Lloyd is helping us work out how we should paint on it, and who should be doing the painting, and what the painting should look like. The other concept which I'm thinking very much about is the idea of curation, that actually it's like a gallery space. The projects will flow through the gallery. Some will be there for a short time because they're kind of on-the-spot exhibitions or events or installations, and some will have a longer period where they will be worked on actively in the space. And that's the thinking that we've done so far. So, yeah, great. It's new, and it's going to be fun. And I'm, as you can tell, I'm very, very pleased to be part of it. It's going to be tremendous.